and long, sharp fangs protruded from his teeth. He lowered his head and sank his teeth right into her throat. Rachel screamed out in pain as she felt them enter her. As she opened her mouth wider, screaming and screaming, the bats plunged down right for her and entered her screaming mouth. Rachel woke up screaming. The room was dark, cold, and smelled of must. She lay there on a firm mattress under a thick, heavy quilt, looking up at the wooden four-poster bed with carved images of crosses at the top of each post. She lay still, not moving a muscle. She feared something was different, and she wasn't ready to face what had happened. Her mind raced with scenes of last night, but they were foggy. She couldn't piece anything together. Her eyes wandered about the room, scanning the marble mantel that surrounded the fireplace, which had a small, flickering fire. She glanced at the midnight purple wallpaper, which she strangely felt soothed her eyes. She scanned the large, cathedral-like ceilings, and then looked to find the door. She didn't remember coming into this room, and she wanted to find her way out. The door was at the back left of the enormous room she lay in. It was a big arched door with iron locks and bolts on it. She prayed she wasn't trapped. Taking a moment to listen, Rachel sat up in bed. The mattress coils creaked as if nobody had slept in that bed in centuries. Her body was achy as she turned from side to side, stretching her torso and neck. She peered off the bed and saw a deerskin rug at the foot, its head still on, mouth open, and eyes staring at her. She got a chill down her spine. She wanted to hide under the covers, but knew she wasn't safe here. She had no idea where she was or what day it was. The room was pitch black, except for the small amount of light that the fireplace gave out. Rachel slowly slid her body out of the heavy blankets and put her cold, bare feet on the stone floor. She had no clothes except for the oversized flannel shirt and shorts that she was wearing, which, now that she thought about it, didn't belong to her. Still struggling to piece together what had happened, she began to remember. She saw flashes of Violet, Hunter, of policemen and sirens, flying vampires and fangs. She suddenly remembered Benji and vaguely remembered him flying her to this castle. She walked quickly to the bedroom door to go in.